Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here is your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. The dream of every person who opens a small business is that it will be successful. After all, isn't that why you went into business for yourself in the first place? You saw a need in the market or a niche in the market that you could fulfill. Now, we all know from the many times I've said it on this show, most small businesses fail. But those who do succeed have a lot at stake should something happen to the owner or one of the business's key employees. Let me give you a hypothetical example. Mr. Chip is the owner of Tech Chip Company that designs and manufactures computer chips. Mr. Chip oversees all operations, including design, manufacturing, and sales. His business is successful. It is so successful that he hires three employees to help him. One to help in the design of the chips, one to help in the manufacturing process, and one to help generate more sales. Between the four of them, business is booming. Mr. Chip is ecstatic. The employee who helps in the design function has proven to be an innovator. Customers are clamoring for the new chips, but Mr. Chips is now wondering, what would happen to his business if this employee were to, God forbid, die? Most businesses can attribute a large part of the success to just a few employees. In fact, studies show that 71% of small businesses rely on just one or two people to oversee day-to-day operations. Now, every company employee is important, but some are essential. The loss of such an essential employee would have a devastating effect on the company. In the case of Mr. Chip, the loss of this design engineer would most likely be a big blow to his company and its success. What can Mr. Chip do to mitigate this disaster? The answer is take out an insurance policy on this person. In fact, Mr. Chip should take out an insurance policy on any employee he considers key to the company's success. That means himself as well as the design engineer. After all, he's the one running the company. What would happen to the company should Mr. Chip die? What I'm talking about is referred to as key man or person insurance. What exactly is this type of insurance? It's a type of life insurance policy designed to pay a business upon the death of the insured, as opposed to the person's beneficiaries. It's intended to help the business recover from a loss of an employee that contributes significantly to the business, if that person's death would reduce productivity or the company's value. Take a good look at your business. Determine if you have key people who are irreplaceable or whose contributions are so crucial that without them, the business might just fall apart. Large businesses often have many experienced executives that could take up the slack. Most small businesses depend on a few individuals to make the business work. This is why key man insurance protection is essentially important for maturing small businesses. Banks and Small Business Administration lenders may require key man insurance as a condition for a loan. This coverage may also be required for mergers and other transactions. According to a survey of business owners by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, over 70% of the small firms surveyed said they were very dependent on several important people for their company's success. Surprisingly, only about 22% of those small company owners had an active key man life insurance policy. Also called corporate-owned life insurance, or COLI, key man life insurance is purchased by a business to ensure the life of one of the company's employees. The business is the owner of the key man insurance policy and pays the premiums or the cost of the policy. The business is also the policy's beneficiary or the one that receives the proceeds from the insurance policy in the event of the key person's death. What are the benefits of key man insurance? Without key man insurance, the death of an owner or key employee could result in the business having to shut its doors. Why? Because it doesn't have the expertise to continue operations and pay its debts. The business can use the proceeds from the key man insurance policy to pay its creditors, find and train someone to take over the business, provide financial stability to the family of the key man, provide a reserve for the business as it prepares to operate without the key man, provide assurances to employees, shareholders, and customers that the business will continue without the key man. As with any life insurance policy, key man policies have three primary roles. One is the owner, the person or entity that purchases the life insurance policy and pays the premiums. The owner has the right to transfer, sell, or change the terms of the policy. The insured, the person upon whose death the policy would pay the death benefit. Therefore, premiums are directly tied to the health and lifestyle of the insured. And the beneficiary, the person or entity that would receive the death benefit should the insured pass away during the period of coverage. As I said earlier, key man life insurance differs from other life insurance policies in that the business is both the owner and the beneficiary of the policy. The employee essentially has no rights or participation in the policy. However, the business must notify the employee of its intent to purchase coverage on the employee, provide details of the policy, and obtain their written permission before purchasing it. All of this can be done using an employer-owned life insurance acknowledgement and consent form. This form can be obtained from your insurer. When should a business consider a key man insurance policy? One of the most common reasons businesses take out this kind of coverage is because they're applying for a business loan or other financing. The lender or investor requires this type of insurance as collateral. With this kind of collateral assignment policy, the death benefit typically goes to repay the loan first. Any leftover money goes to the business. But there are several other situations and reasons for a business to consider taking out key man insurance, including if the business is named after the owner or other key person, for example, a partner or former owner. If the company is significantly linked to a person's reputation, skill set, or financial viability, and that person's loss would jeopardize the business. If the loss of the key person would significantly impact the company's sales or finances. If you are the sole proprietor of a small business and want to provide insurance payout that lets your heirs close the company and pay off its business debts. If the business is a partnership, and each partner wants funds to buy out the other's shares in case of an untimely death. This is typically done as part of a written buy-sell agreement among the partners. In the worst-case scenario, if your company is so dependent on an employee that it could potentially go out of business if they were to die, key man life insurance can provide an alternative to declaring bankruptcy. The key man policy's death benefit could be used to pay any debts, provide employee severance, shut down the business, and distribute any remaining funds to investors. While key man life insurance has much to offer a company, it wouldn't make sense in all situations. For example, if you're a sole proprietor with no one else directly involved in your business's ongoing operations, key man coverage would not be necessary. Instead, you might consider an individual life insurance policy for yourself to protect your family if they were to suddenly lose your income. How much coverage is needed in a key man insurance policy? When these life insurance policies are required as collateral for business loans, then it's clear that the benefit amount needs to be at least enough to repay the loan. But in other situations, the coverage amount can be harder to determine. You need to think realistically about the financial impact the key employee's death would have on the business. In principle, try to purchase sufficient key man insurance that the impact of losing the insured employee is near zero. To accomplish this, you'll want to account for the revenue and profits attributable to the employee, the company's cost structure, the cost to replace the employee, and any soft value the employee brings to the company. Depending on who you want to insure, the calculation for how much key man coverage you need will change significantly. As an example, it's fairly simple to determine how much revenue is attributable to a top salesperson. However, the value is less tangible for a well-known CEO whom many employees join the company to work with. While none are comprehensive, a few commonly used methods for estimating the necessary amount of key man life insurance are multiple of compensation. The employee's compensation is multiplied by the number of years the company expects it might take to replace them or recover from their death. The primary issue with this approximation is that it assumes the employee's value to the company is reflected by his compensation. Percentage of revenue or profits. The amount of revenue or profit attributable to the insured employee is multiplied by the number of years it might take to replace the employee. Whether revenue or profits is better to use depends on the company and its structure. Cost to replace. This is the sum of the cost to find, hire, and train a new employee as a replacement for the insured. This approximation should include an estimate of business loss during the recruiting period and possibly after the replacement is in place. While key man life insurance is usually purchased for high earners, the face value of the policy is often limited to a multiple of the insured's income, such as 10 times. Depending on the insurer and your corporate structure, the employee's income can include their annual bonus or a portion of the company's net income if they have ownership in the business. If a particular employee or executive contributes disproportionately to your company's profits, it may be a challenge to obtain sufficient coverage. While there's no magic formula, you should try to think about the following effects that the key person's death might cause. Management time and effort to find and recruit a replacement. The cost, including salary, incentives, and headhunter fees to hire a replacement. Operational disruption costs. Lost productivity. Lost sales. Slower time to the market if the employee had a unique skill set. If those factors prove too difficult to quantify, consider this starting point. Add the person's salary to their direct financial contribution to your company's bottom line, then multiply the result by at least 5. What types of policies can be used as key man life insurance? Any type of life insurance policy can be structured as key man life insurance, including either of the two primary categories of life insurance, which are term life insurance. I'm sure we're all familiar with term life insurance. For those who are not, let me elaborate. It provides coverage for a predetermined amount of time, such as 10 or 20 years. Term life is significantly less expensive than permanent life insurance. Typically, for a key man policy, the term is tied to a specific date, such as the employee's expected retirement or a projected timeline, say, for instance, the amount of time it might take to double the sales team. Permanent life insurance. Permanent life insurance provides lifelong coverage. A portion of permanent life insurance premiums are added to a cash value account that grows in value over time. The policy's cash value is an asset that can be used by the business. It could be used as a collateral for a loan, and if the policy was written by a mutual insurer, it would make the business eligible to receive dividends. Since permanent life insurance policies accumulate value over time, they can be sold in a life insurance settlement should the company decide that it no longer wants coverage. There are two types of permanent coverage. Whole life insurance. This has a guaranteed premium that stays level for the life of the policy with an accumulating cash value tax advantage at a particular fixed interest rate. And universal life insurance can also build tax advantage cash value while providing more flexibility. These policies let you vary payments within a specific range. Some policies even let you tie cash account growth to market investments, giving you more upside growth potential, along with exposure to market volatility and risk. Given the high cost of permanent life insurance and that company needs often evolve over time, term coverage is often used for key man life insurance. However, permanent life insurance can be structured as an employee benefit. The policy and its cash value can be transferred to the insured after a certain number of years or at a particular milestone. No matter the type of policy you choose, you should make sure your key man life insurance offers flexible terms. For example, Adding a business exchange rider to a permanent policy allows you to change the person insured should the original insured employee leave the company. Similarly, many key executive life insurance policies allow you to periodically increase or decrease the policy's limits as the needs of the company change. Let's talk a little bit about the tax advantage of Key Man Life Insurance. Typically, the cost of Key Man Life Insurance is not tax deductible. Premiums must be paid with after-tax dollars. Your company can only deduct Key Man Life Insurance premiums if they're considered to be part of the employee's taxable income. When that is the case, the employee is typically the beneficiary. This is more often the case with group life insurance than with Key Man Life Insurance. If the insured employee passes away, the Key Man policy's death benefit would be paid to the company free of income taxes in most cases. The only exception is for C corporations. For a C corporation, the death benefit would be included in the calculation of alternative minimum tax. On the other hand, if your company decides to sell the Key Man Life Insurance policy, you may have to pay taxes depending on the size of the settlement, cash value of the policy, and the amount that has been paid in premiums. Each year, your company will need to include the details about the coverage with its corporate tax return. This information can include the number of employees insured, the amount of coverage in force, and whether each insured employee has provided written permission for the policy to be purchased. You should consult with your tax professional to ensure your company is fully compliant with all requirements and documentation. If your company is the sole owner and beneficiary of a Key Man Life Insurance policy, there are no tax implications for the insured employee. Premiums are not considered part of the insured's taxable income unless they have ownership in the policy or would be a beneficiary. If you transfer ownership of the Key Man policy to the employee, however, they may have to pay taxes since the transfer may be considered compensation. There's more to consider when it comes to Key Man Life Insurance than the price of the life insurance policy premium. Not having sufficient insurance and a financial business succession plan are major contributors to bankruptcy, especially for small companies and family-owned businesses. Choosing the right policy for your company's needs helps your business survive the unexpected. Key Man policies can offer financial alternatives that help a company retain more of its profits. Key Man Insurance provides financial security for a company only in the event a key employee dies. It does not cover the loss of a key person who decides to leave the company due to retirement or to take a job with another company. You're also not able to purchase this type of insurance for employees who are not crucial to your business operations and ability to generate revenue. You cannot purchase Key Man Insurance for independent contractors or other non-employees your business uses in its day-to-day operations. Key Man Insurance can mean the difference between going bankrupt or remaining solvent. If you choose to close your business after a key person dies, Key Man Insurance gives you the money you need to provide severance to pay employees or pay your business debts before you close your doors. And as I said earlier, if you're a sole proprietor, however, you're likely better off getting personal life insurance to cover your family in the event of your death. Your business will cease to exist if you die, since you're the only one running it. Key Man Life Insurance benefits must go to your business, not to your family. It's important to understand the exclusions in your Key Man policy. The most common Key Man Insurance exclusions are fraud, misrepresentation, and suicide. A claim can be denied in case of a proven instance of intentional dishonesty. During the first 2 years of every life insurance policy, there is a contractual clause known as the contestability period. If a claim is made during those 2 years, the insurance company will conduct an investigation. The investigation is to determine if there were fraudulent statements or deliberate omissions made during the application process. Also, Key Man Insurance will not cover suicide during the 2-year contestability period. Now that I've covered Key Man Life Insurance, there's something missing. The death of a critical person would be devastating without question. Unfortunately, that's not the only tragedy that would have a traumatic impact on the company. What about an injury that causes permanent total disability? As an example, a CEO gets into a car accident and suffers severe paralysis. This person, who was once able to travel the world on a moment's notice to meet investors, respond rapidly to constant communications, and focus all of their energies on running a company, would now have to overcome significant new challenges and limitations. They may not be able to perform their job at all. According to the CDC, 26% of all adults in the United States have some type of disability. Over 13% of disabled individuals experience mobility issues, and more than 10% experience cognitive difficulties. According to a 2013 Christopher Reeve Foundation study, only 15.5% of Americans living with some form of paralysis are employed. How does a company deal with the financial consequences of this situation? There is permanent total disability insurance, PTD insurance. Here, the claim is not the death or disappearance of the key person, but rather their total disability. Total disability is usually defined as someone's inability to perform the duties of their job as a result of an accident or illness. Physical injury is the focus. Coverage will usually not apply to mental or nervous disorders that occur as a result of an accident. Physician examinations and reports are reviewed by the underwriter to verify the disability. Benefits are paid out to the company as a beneficiary, but in this case, the carrier would require an elimination period before the benefit is paid. Just like the time required for an official disappearance in a key man insurance policy, PTD policies require a buffer period. This is designed to defer fraud. It's also to prevent situations where the carrier pays $1 million benefit to the company, only to watch as the key person returns to work a month later. Purchasing companies choose how the benefit will be paid out. Usually, the benefit will take the form of either a single lump sum benefit payment or a monthly benefit. Lump sum payments will require a longer elimination period of 6 to 12 months or more. Monthly benefit payments would require elimination periods as short as 60 or 90 days. A PTD policy is underwritten using the same or similar information as key person insurance. This means that your broker should provide a PTD quote alongside a key person insurance quote with little friction. Together, they provide a safety net for the many situations where personal tragedy of a key individual leads to serious financial losses for the company. Insurance is never fun to talk about. Life and disability insurance are certainly no exceptions. But these are practical considerations that should be made to properly manage business risk. It is vital to remember that insuring a company's key people is more than just checking a box. Key man insurance protects the livelihoods of those involved in the company from the top to the bottom, from the board of directors to its most junior employees. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a question or a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. southeastnj.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.